Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book From Aging to Saging by Zalman Schachter Shalomi, written with Ronald S. Miller, reframes later life as an active spiritual and psychological developmental stage rather than a slow decline. Drawing on the author's work as a rabbi, teacher, and pioneer of Jewish renewal, the book invites readers to approach aging with curiosity, disciplined practice, and a commitment to continued growth. Instead of focusing only on health fears or financial checklists, it explores how elders can cultivate wisdom, deepen relationships, and become mentors who serve their communities. The tone is practical and reflective, blending life review, ethical reflection, and interfaith-minded spirituality. Readers encounter aging as an opportunity to integrate past experience, make peace with unresolved chapters, and find meaning amid changing roles, bodies, and horizons. The core message is that one can move from merely getting older to becoming a sage, someone who lives with purpose, compassion, and a widened perspective. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing aging as conscious development. A central theme is the shift from passive aging to intentional elderhood. The book distinguishes between simply accumulating years and engaging in a deliberate process of becoming wiser, kinder, and more useful. That reframing challenges cultural narratives that treat old age as a problem to manage or a period of diminishing relevance. Instead, later life is presented as a distinct developmental phase with its own tasks, opportunities, and responsibilities. Readers are encouraged to ask different questions. What is my unfinished inner work? What qualities am I meant to refine now? And what gifts can I offer others? This perspective does not deny loss or limitation, but it insists that meaning and agency remain available. The author's approach emphasizes practice over sentiment, urging readers to cultivate habits that support spiritual maturity, emotional balance, and ethical clarity. In this view, elderhood is not a title granted by age alone, but a vocation earned through ongoing learning and service. The result is a framework that helps readers replace fear with purpose and replace resignation with a plan for continued growth. Secondly, life review, healing the past, and integrating identity. The book highlights the importance of reviewing one's life with honesty and compassion. Rather than nostalgia or self-reproach, life review becomes a structured way to extract lessons, heal lingering wounds, and integrate multiple identities across decades. Readers are invited to revisit key relationships, decisions, and turning points, noticing patterns of avoidance, courage, regret, and resilience. The aim is not to rewrite history, but to make peace with it, turning experience into wisdom that can be transmitted. This process also helps reduce the emotional clutter that can intensify with age, including unresolved conflict, shame, or grief. By working with memory and meaning, elders can develop a more coherent narrative of who they have been and who they are becoming. The book also treats forgiveness and reconciliation as mature capacities, not as quick fixes, and it emphasizes the value of doing this work while time and clarity still allow. A well-integrated life story, it argues, supports better relationships now, greater serenity, and a stronger foundation for mentoring others. Thirdly, spiritual practice for later life across traditions. Schachter Shalomi is known for an interfaith-friendly spirituality grounded in Jewish wisdom, yet open to learning from other paths. In the book, spiritual practice is not an abstract belief system, but a daily discipline that helps elders meet change with steadiness. Practices such as prayer, meditation, contemplation, gratitude, and ethical reflection are presented as tools for expanding perspective, softening fear, and strengthening perspective, softening fear, and strengthening compassion. The emphasis is on direct experience and inner transformation, not on sectarian boundaries. Readers are encouraged to explore practices that fit their temperament and background while maintaining seriousness and consistency. Later life can intensify questions about mortality, legacy, and ultimate meaning, and the book treats those questions as normal invitations to deepen practice. It also suggests that spiritual maturity includes holding paradox, joy alongside sorrow, freedom alongside limitation, individuality alongside belonging. By cultivating inner resources, elders can respond to illness, loss, and uncertainty with more equanimity. The message is that spiritual growth is not reserved for the young or for monastics, but is especially suited to the reflective capacities of older adulthood. Fourthly, elderhood is service, mentoring, and community leadership. Another key topic is the social role of elders. The book challenges the isolation that often accompanies retirement, relocation, or changing family structures by proposing elderhood as a form of service. Older adults are encouraged to become mentors, ethical voices, and community stabilizers, contributing experience without controlling outcomes. This includes learning how to offer guidance that empowers rather than dominates, and how to listen in ways that younger people can actually receive. The author argues that societies function better when elders are integrated, visible, and valued, not pushed to the margins. Elder service can take many forms: volunteering, teaching, spiritual direction, caregiving, or simply being a steady presence in community life. Importantly, the book also frames community as a practical necessity for aging well, since meaning and resilience grow in relationship. By cultivating intentional networks, elders can avoid the trap of self-sufficient withdrawal and instead create mutual support. The emphasis is not on heroic achievements, but on steady contribution, transmitting wisdom, modeling integrity, and helping communities navigate change. Lastly, facing mortality, legacy, and the art of letting go. The book treats mortality as a profound teacher rather than a taboo. Instead of denying death or obsessing over it, readers are guided to hold finitude in awareness and use it to clarify priorities. This includes simplifying life, releasing resentments, and focusing on what matters most in relationships and values. Legacy is framed broadly, not only as money or property, but as the imprint of character, the stories passed on, and the ethical influence one leaves behind. The author's approach encourages practical preparation alongside spiritual preparation, so that end of life becomes more intentional and less chaotic. Letting go is presented as a skill developed in stages, letting go of roles, expectations, possessions, and eventually the need to control how one is remembered. Paradoxically, this surrender can bring freedom and gratitude. The book suggests that elders can model courageous truth-telling about impermanence while still embracing joy and creativity. By confronting mortality directly, readers may find increased appreciation for ordinary days and a more compassionate stance toward themselves and others. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults entering midlife and beyond, caregivers and chaplains, people in spiritual communities, and anyone who senses that aging should involve more than medical vigilance and retirement planning. Readers who are open to reflective practice will benefit most, but the message can also help pragmatic readers who simply want a more empowering framework for the years ahead. The benefit is life-shaping. It offers a way to turn later life into a period of integration, emotional repair, and purposeful contribution rather than quiet contraction. By emphasizing life review, spiritual discipline, and community engagement, it helps readers reduce fear, strengthen relationships, and cultivate the inner steadiness needed for change and loss. Compared to many aging books that focus primarily on longevity hacks or financial tactics, it stands out for treating elderhood as a vocation with ethical and spiritual depth. It does not require adherence to a single religious identity, yet it remains grounded in lived wisdom and a clear developmental vision. For readers seeking meaning, not just maintenance, it is worth buying because it offers a practical map for becoming wiser, kinder, and more useful with time. If you would like to support Zalman Schachter Shalomi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.